I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane PA, a weekly broadcast about local history, only on WXZY Radio. My favorite hobby is uncovering little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called A Homicide at the High School. By 1935, Civilian Conservation Corps camps were putting thousands of unemployed and unmarried men between the ages of 18 and 25 to work. The work relief program provided shelter, clothing, and food, together with a wage of $30 per month, $25 of which had to be sent home to their families. When Nathaniel Molson joined the CCC, he was half-starved with nowhere else to turn. The young black man was reportedly so hungry that he was hospitalized 2 days later for effects of overeating. A short time later, Molson came home to Kane on a fateful weekend leave that left William Campbell, 42, a janitor at Kane High School, dead of a stab wound. On September 15, 1935, Molson, a former student at Kane High, was charged with the slaying when he was apprehended by surprise by Campbell during a break-in at the school. The crime and the ensuing investigation was a sensation in Kane. Newspaper reports in the Kane Republican recall the shockwave of the tragedy and the rapid solution to the case. A three-way investigation centered on an unknown suspect in the case, probably burned by acid during the scuffle, which started in the school chemistry laboratory and ended in the hallway 50 feet away. Molson, who was remembered in reports as a quiet, aloof youth, was known to carry a knife. When he was reported missing after a check on hundreds of Civilian Conservation Corps youths, investigators went to his home at 317 and a half Park Avenue. At the Molson home, Chief Deputy Sheriff Merle Dickinson noted an odor of unguentine, and the frightened, acid-burned youth was found hidden in the back of a bedroom dresser. Sergeant C.E. Stacy and Dickinson took the youth to the state police substation, where Molson made a detailed confession. Outside, hundreds of people began assembling, and Molson was quietly moved to the county jail in Smethport. Unexcited but speaking with a flood of words, Molson related for police and reporters his story of the murder of William Campbell. He first told of coming into town from camp on Saturday afternoon, having dinner at his West Side home, and walking uptown to get ice cream with a friend. After dark, Molson walked alone to the park and slept for a while under cover in the pavilion. After walking briefly alongside the pond, he used a knife to pry open a window to gain entry into the high school. Holding a 10-inch knife in one hand and a revolver in the other, he stopped at the door of the janitor's room and heard him inside. Molson next forced Campbell to take him room by room, opening the offices with his keys in search of the money from that day's home football game. When he found the money in the faculty athletic manager's desk, the men continued to the offices of the superintendent and the principal, where Molson found more cash. Upon entering the chemistry lab, Molson ordered Campbell to pour out some nitric acid from a large jug into a small container, stating he had always been interested in chemicals. Just as Campbell began to pour the acid, he threw the bottle at Molson, splashing the contents on his face and shoulder. Molson then chased and caught Campbell as he attempted to run away, and fatally stabbed the janitor. He then ran out the fire escape and across Chestnut Street, escaping into the park. After pleading guilty to the knife slaying of Campbell, Nathaniel Molson began his life sentence in 1935. Throughout the years, Sergeant Stacy had occasion to visit Molson and reported him as a model prisoner. 27 years later, in January of 1963, Governor David Lawrence commuted his sentence and declared that Molson had paid a sufficient price for his crime. The boy who left Kane in 1935 to finish his life in prison for murder was finally outside at 45 years old. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.